left off last week, we're discussing one of the possible limitations on Erech and Bisurin. That is when Erech comes up against the Chazok. So let's say if you have a Cheskes Isser, something used to be Osir, now the Erech is coming and trying to change that, the Gemara has a machlokes whether the Erech is believed or not. So even if the old Erech is not believed against the Cheskes Isser, but under certain circumstances he is believed. We have Yadda, we spoke about Shechita last week, some of the exceptions to the exception. But the basic rule is that Erech is now in Bisurin, and a very real exception to the rule may be an Erech against the Cheskes Isser. So the machlokes here we've shown him about what about the flip case? What if you have an Erech coming to testify against the Cheskes Heter? What if something we knew was mutter, it's been mutter for the last 20 years, and now the Erech is coming to change those facts? So should we equate that and say that just as an Erech is not believed against the Cheskes Isser, so to an Erech is not believed against the Cheskes Heter? It means an Erech can't change the facts on the ground. An Erech only has the ability to address a situation that's a suffix. I have a piece of meat, and I don't have a clue whether it's also whether it's mutter. It's a suffix chel, a suffix shuman. I don't have a clue one way or the other. Then an Erech can come and testify that it's also or it's mutter. But if we already have established facts, either the Yisr or the Heter, so the Erech Erech's word is meaningless. So should we equate the two and say, just as the Gemara in Gittin Daf Bei says that an Erech is not believed to change the Cheskes Isser, so to an Erech shouldn't be believed to change the Cheskes Heter. Maybe I should say no. Maybe there's a difference between Isser and Heter. So this is a Machlokes Yisr Rishonim. So the Rashba in Maseches Kedushin suggests a difference between the two. The Rashba suggests in the third parak that maybe Cheskes Isser and Erech doesn't have any jurisdiction, but against the Cheskes Heter, an Erech is believed. An Erech is his word is accepted, even against the Cheskes Heter. The question is, why is that? Conceptually, why is that true? So the Rashba explains, and Rabbi Chan elaborates a little bit upon the Rashba. But basically, what the Rashba is telling us is really a fundamental concept about the difference between what's called the Cheskes Isser and what's called the Cheskes Heter. A Heter, argues the Rashba, is not a built-in halachic entity. Something is not mutter because there's an official heter has been chal on the object. Everything is mutter until proven asa. We've spoken about this before. Everything, the starting point in life, everything is mutter. We've said the joke many times. Everything is mutter until proven asa. Some people think everything is asa to proven mutter. Some people think everything is asa even after proven mutter. But the starting point, the correct halachic analysis is everything is mutter until proven asa. I take a look, there's a piece of food on the table. Unless I find a reason to asa it, so I got to look through the list. Is it chazer? Is it nevela? Is it chelev? Is it dam? Is it oral? Is it kilah? Got to find some kind of a reason why it's asa. But in the absence of any reason that it's asa, so the mela it's heter. So says the Rashba, says Rabbi Chanan b'dasa Rashba, heter is not an official statement. Heter is not a positive characteristic. Heter is an absence of iser. Masha'en kein iser. Isser is a characteristic. Isser is something that's been chal in the item. Something is nevel, something is treif, something is chel, something is dam, etc. That means there's a positive, I mean, it's negative, but I mean, it's positive. There's a positive quality, there's a characteristic that this item has been endowed with that creates the isser. Says the Rashba, when you have a Cheskes Heter, the words don't mean anything. That you have a Cheskes Heter. So therefore, the Erech can't be believed against the Cheskes Heter, because an Erech can't change anything. It doesn't mean anything. Heter doesn't exist. Heter is the absence of Isser. It's like philosophically this discussion. Is darkness the absence of light, or is darkness an entity? So it could be that's the difference between the Cheshech of this world and the Cheshech of Mitzrayim. So Cheshech of Mitzrayim, Yomish Cheshech, there was a Chalais Cheshech, there was an entity called darkness. In this world, darkness just means there's no light, so in the middle there's darkness. So that deep philosophical concept is what the Rashba discusses about Heter also. The Heter is not an existing characteristic. So when the Erech comes and he quote-unquote changes it, he's not changing anything. He's just giving us information that we weren't privy to. We thought that it was mutter because we had no reason to say it's also. Now the Erech comes and tells us that it's also. So the Erech is not changing anything. Cheskes Isser means that there was a halachic characteristic that this item, this piece of meat, this woman, this mikvah, whatever it was endowed with for the last 20 years, and now the Erech is coming to change it, so that the Erech has no authority to do. Notwithstanding this razzle-dazzle lumbus from the Rashba and Rabbi Chanan, the Maaseh the Ramah doesn't quote this. The Ramah, in Yerodeya, when he discusses the ability of an Erech to change a Chazaka, so the Ramah says that the Erech doesn't have any authority, neither to change a Cheskes Isser, nor to change a Cheskes Heter. There's no difference, quotes other Rishonim say, there's no difference, quotes a Rosh, there's no difference between the two, Cheskes Isser, Cheskes Heter, it's all the same thing. This lumbus notwithstanding. So again, so we have it's a machlekes within a machlekes. This assumption that an Erech can change a Chazaka is only an assumption. It's a machlekes nigmar yivam, it's machlekes nigmar gittin, it's machlekes avisham nalocha. But assuming that it's true that an erechet cannot change the chazocha, then you have a further machlekes, can an erechet change at least something that's only a cheskes hefter? So these two assumptions, both of these assumptions are correct, which is that there are more paskins, that the erechet can't change the chazocha. And the Ramah extends that to we can't change the cheskes hefter either against the Rashba. So both of these assumptions now create a whole discussion, the achronim, important lamdash machlekes, which also is a little bit of a throwback to some of the concepts we spoke about in Hilchos Nida. You remember last week or 2 weeks ago, we mentioned the fact that of course we know a woman comes and tells her husband that she went to the mikvah. A woman comes and says, I did bedikas for Shimon HaKim. So everybody realizes that she's nemenes. The question is, why is she nemenes? So there was machlekes tais in the Ramban. So the Ramban says it's a gezeres hakosav. The sofer lo shev yomim, it's a gezeres hakosav, don't ask any kashas. Of course the woman is nemenes. So Taisa says, no, it's not exerts a kosov. It's not just a quirk, not just the yaitzim and a klal. The reason why a woman is not menaced to say that she went to the mikveh, that she did bedikas, it's the same rule as erechet and bisurin. The same way that erechet is neman in kashrus, so the woman is not menaced, and neither. For Kietzes, Taisa says, this is the model, this is the mokor. This is the source for erechet and bisurin. That's what Taisa in Gittin Abbey says. The whole institution of erechet and bisurin is based on the fact that the woman is not menaced and is neither. So Taisa's got into trouble. Taisa says, wait a second. Does this case of neither really follow the rules of Erech Nebisurin? It's against the Chazoka. So Tais explained it's not a Chazoka because it's a Chazoka that she's not going to see forever and she is beyodel going to make clubs. Remember we spoke about this with Tais in the Marsha and Gittin Daf Beis. Any yeshiva would have to learn Gittin Daf Beis. So this is like the first month of Shirim, Erech Nebisurin and the Chazokas and back and forth and all the lumdus razzle dazzle. So the bottom line is that we understand why a woman is believed to say she went to the mikvah. Okay, we're able to figure all that out. But comes the Shev Shmaitza and asks Baumkasha, comes the Shev Shmaitza and says, wait a second, I understand how a woman is nemenes to say that she went to the mikvah, but how is she nemenes to say she's a nida in the first place? What gives her the authority, what gives her the koach to say that she's a nida from day one? Let's go through the lumdus. When she says that she's a nida, she's changing a chazakah. For the last 2 weeks, she was muteris. 2 weeks ago, she went to the mikvah. So the husband knows for a fact that she's muteris. So she was muteris last week. She's muteris 3 days ago. She's muteris 2 days ago. All of a sudden, she tells the husband, I got my period. So stop, 1 second. How you believe? Based on what lomdus does the woman have? What authority, what nemanus does the woman have to say that she got a period, that she became a suah to her husband? So says the Shvaita, it's against the chazakah. And it's a cheskes heter. Again, whether you want to formulate this question is working with all those assumptions. If you hold an erechet is believed against the chazaka, the question doesn't get off the ground. If you hold that, like the Rashba, that a person is believed against the cheskeset because the cheskeset doesn't really exist, then the question doesn't get off the ground. But the Sheshmaitz was asking the question, Aliba de Ramah, Aliba de Rosh, according to the we follow in Shulchan Aruch, that erechet has no authority, zippo, zero, neither against the cheskeset nor against the cheskeset there. So then it's a takash takar kasha. So again, if any one of those assumptions is incorrect, then the question wouldn't have gotten off the ground. Well, let's say if the Ramban was right. The Ramban said that a woman's nemanus and nuchas nida is not based on the regular rules of nemanus. It's based on the fact that how are you going to run a family otherwise? Of course the woman is nemanus. Who else is going to be nemanus? So the Ramban says, don't bring Hilchos Nida into this equation. Hilchos Nida, we learned, that was last issue. Don't mix Hilchos Nida with Sheh Shmaitza, says the Ramban. Hilchos Nida works with its own rules, that the woman has absolute complete nemanus in the realm of Nida. It breaks all the rules, so according to the Ramban also, that's all included in the Sofer Lo Shavis Yavim. The Sofer Lo is teaching us, it's Exeris HaKosov, that this is the woman's domain. And don't ask me any kashas from Hilchos Nemanus. But according to Taisus, who says, Hilchos Nida is not any different than any other area of Halacha. For Keretz, Taisus, Hilchos Nida is the model for all other areas in the Nemanus. So it's not a good kasha. So we're stuck with a good kasha. The ABCs of Hilchos Nida, a woman comes and says that I just got my period. So everybody realizes that obviously the husband can't be with her anymore. Why not? Who said, why is that enough to believe her? Says, she has no nemanus. It's an erechet coming against the cheskeset. That's the sheishmaitz, it's the lomdus shekasha.
Why does the question even get off the ground? She's just reporting a biological fact. There's a chazaka the 2 weeks after she gets her period every month.
Oh, so you want to turn the toysis back on its head? You want to say there's also not against the...
She goes 3 weeks and says, she didn't get my period. She would have to bring proof that's not.
Oh, okay, but again, this goes back to, I'm going to answer you with the Marsha. Remember the Marsha said that every time a woman says that I'm Tahora, so she's changing to Chazokas. She's changing the Chazokah that she was seeing Dam. We know that last week she was seeing Dam. And she's also changing the halakhic fact. The halakhic fact was that she was that she was Tamea. So that's what the Rebbe Tosfos gave two different reasons. Tosfos says that Eina bechazaka shetira li'olam, that the chazaka that she was seeing blood is not a chazaka she's going to see forever, so that's not called a chazaka. And the other end, Tosfos was still bothered, but she still has a chazaka of tuma. So how does she change that? So even if she'll stop seeing blood, she'll still be Cheskes Tumah. Cheskes Tumah is an independent halachic fact. So that's what Taisa says, Biyadol Litvol. That's Biyadol Tvitolil. So let's turn those Chazakas on its head now here also. So when she has a Cheskes Tahara, so there are two Chazakas. Number one, she has not physically been seeing blood. And number two, she is halachically Tahara. So the fact that she's not physically seeing blood, you're 100% right. That's about to change. So that's not called a Chazaka. But Taklis, she's Cheskes Tahara. Lamaisa, last week she was Tahara. So now she comes and says she's Tamea, Mechatesa. So let's say you're right. If 5 weeks pass and she says, I'm Tamea, and then, okay, so then biology has indicated she probably got a period in the last 35 days, right? But what if she comes to her husband 3 days after she came back from the mikvah? And she says, guess what? I just saw Dam. That she's believed. That there's no biological fact pointing in her direction. There's no rove pointing in her direction. She's saying that I'm Tamea. So the din is, of course, he has to believe her. Why? What does he have to believe her? She's coming against the chazaka.
Why can't you say it's simply because it's an easily verifiable fact? You can just easily check if she has
done. It's the mills of the funeral gluye. It's not so easily verifiable. He's going to go check. He's going to send it to the doctor. It's the mills of the funeral gluye. I don't know. I'm not sure I would call that mills of the funeral gluye. Not sure. She's making a statement that she saw Dam, and she's coming to him 5 days later. She comes, we'll make it here. She said, I just saw Kesem, one time Kesem, that's it. So he's not going to be able to check it. Whatever it is, everybody knows, we know what the din is. There's no question that of course, the woman is the medicine of Chaznida. The question is mechanically, why? How does it fit in to all of our loved ones? According to Ramban, the Ramban would say, Tav Dam Shachar is ready. It's not going to discuss. The whole kash is Kushmik or Leisa. According to those Rishon, we'll say, Erech is believed against the Chazaka, they can all have Dam Shachar. And according to the Rosh, we grow them. All we show with the Mishachmas on us, but the Ramah stuff. We're stuck with the Ramah, we're stuck with the Rosh, we're stuck with those we show them, we're saying that Erecha doesn't work. Finish. Bein Lachav and Lachmir. The Mokam Chazok and Erecha is no Nemonah. So what's going on in Rechaz Nidu? So comes the Sheshmaitza and says an unbelievable insight. The Sheshmaitza is Bechad, something amazing. He says the answer to this question is three words. Inochinami. That a woman is not really nemenes in Hilchos Nida. What does that mean? She's not really nemenes in Hilchos Nida. Does that mean that the absurd, that he doesn't have to believe her and he just has been with her? Says the Sheish Maitza, it's not that she's nemenes in Hilchos Nida. You know what it is? This is something that we spoke about a little bit in 2 weeks ago. Shavya Navshe Chaticha Deisura. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, and the Gemara talks about it in Maseches Ksubas Naftas, a principle called Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Deisura. What does that mean? We spoke about it like in passing. We didn't really talk about it too much. Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Deisura means even in an area where a person has no nemanos, zero nemanos, let's say in the realm of Kiddushin. So a person walks into the basin, a woman walks into the basin and says, I'm a married woman. We have no aid to that effect. We have nobody says that. It doesn't mean anything. Ashishishani. Well, what kind of statement is that? It doesn't mean anything. Comes the Mishnah and says, you're right, it doesn't mean anything, but guess what? She can't marry anybody else now. She requires a get. When she says Ashishishani, you see. Why is that? If she has no nemanos, it's a davar shebiyerva. This is not isurim. This is a raya's. Ain davar shebiyerva pachas b'shnayim. So, what kind of nemanos does the woman have? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains, she's not really nemanos, but shavya napshe chaticha disura. Klape herself, when a person makes a statement that I'm osur, this food is treif, I make a statement about myself, I'm believed vis-a-vis myself. Shavya napshe chaticha disura. I have a certain degree of nemanos about myself. My nemanos doesn't spread to other people. So let's say, Lamashal, if let's say a woman walks into the basin and says, I'm an Eishes Ish, I received Kedushin in the presence of Edim from Reuven last week. The Edim, we have no idea. We don't know. The Edim died. We have no idea. Reuven's looking at her and says, you're crazy. I never was Makadosh. I never met you before. So comes the Mishnah and says, he asura, she's an Eishes Ish. She requires a get. We will not let her remarry until she gets a get. But let's say Reuven wants to marry her sister. Because today, we have no problems. We'll be in the Sadek Kiddush. We'll dance at the wedding between Reuven and her sister. What? Lefid Devareha, she's an Eishes Ish. Lefid Devareha, Reuven cannot marry her sister. It's Achazishta. It's an Issachares. So the Mishnah says, so what? What do you mean it's an Issachares? She has no nemanis. He has no reason to believe her. The sister has no reason to believe her. She's crazy. So they have a right to get married, but we mezarek kedushin. Their children are ruim lavo bekol. There's the one that had to go her. But she's not allowed to. She can't marry anybody else because she's an eishes esh lefid varel. That's the din of shavi nafshe chetichad isur. Where did this din come from? What kind of halacha is that shavi nafshe? So there's a big machlekes acharonim. The Nedvi Yehuda and the Ktzais. What the nature of this din is? So the Nedvi Yehuda claims that. I'm sorry. Nedvi Yehuda quotes some who say, and then Nedvi Yehuda himself disagrees. And the Ktzais sides with Nedvi Yehuda. Get the names wrong. The Nedvi Yehuda quotes some acharonim who say, do you know how shavi nafshe chetichad isur works? It's like Hilchos Nedarim. If a person wants to take a nether and say, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat, and this meat should be also to me like Basar Korban, you can take whatever nether. B'shugim, you want to take whatever nether you want. Take whatever nether you want. So when a person walks into Bezin and says, I'm an Eishes Ish, in effect what they're saying is, I'm not really an Eishes Ish, but I'm going to make believe like I'm an Eishes Ish. So the Bezin says, okay, you have to now make believe you're an Eishes Ish, based on Hilchos Nedarim. So it's Hilchos V'chol Yotzi V'fiv Yasa. It's Hilchos L'yachal Devaro that requires this woman to be Neheges like an Eishes Ish. So when she walks into Bezin and says, Eishes Ish, and he, we're not momming her that she's an Eishes Ish. She has no nemmonus that she's an Eishes Ish. We just plug in the rule of Shavi and Afshi Chaticha Disur. That's what the Nebbi, the quotes of group of Achorinim. So the Nebbi Hud and the Ketais both say, what? That's not true. What kind of nether is that? You learn the ABCs of Nedarim, you realize that's not a nether. A nether, you have to verbalize a nether in a certain way, a certain lashon, hatfasa, whatever. No, there's sugyas in Nedarim that preclude this from being anything related to the Nedarim. And there's a tarsh to the whole of this. The woman walked into the basin and said, Eishes Ish, and he. Now comes Erev Yom Kippur, so she says, Kol Nidre, so a tarsh to the whole. She comes Erev HaShashan and says, Amir Mischari, Pechol HaNiska, so all of a sudden she can get married. Well, how you do it, said, Leit Sonus. So the Echorim asked, what kind of a Nidarim is this? This is not bound by the rules of the Nidarim. So what is it? So the Nidvi and the Ketzai say, it's a Ne'amonus, Klapehar. It's a Chiddush HaTorah, that Adam Ne'amon Al Atzmo. Something that's only relevant for yourself, something that is no shaykhas to other people. When does the Torah require edim of api shnayim edim yakum davar? That's only true when I want to be made in somebody else. I want to say that you broke a window. I want to say that you were mechel shabbos. I want to say that you got married. I have edus to say about another person. Api shnayim edim yakum davar. When the Abis is Nagia for me, it's a different parasha in the Torah. That's the din called Shavi Nafshe Chetich Disura. That anything that's only relevant for myself, that's the Chia Gavna, there never was a requirement of two Edim. That's what the Ketzais, that's why I mixed up the Ketzais, well, that's what Ketzais makes the comparison to Haldas Bal Din Kime Edim Dami. The Ketzais says, and Didi Mamanis, we also have a similar idea that we spoke about this also a couple of weeks ago. When I walk at the Beis and I say, I broke Reuven's window. So what they did, I have to pay. Even if I change my mind, a week later I say, no, it's not true, I was just lying. So the halacha is, I still have to pay. Why? Because the Beis then believes me, clapping myself. When do we require to aid him? For me to walk at the Beis and say, Reuven broke Shimon's window. You're an Erech, you're not believed. But to come at the Beis and say, I broke Shimon's window, that I do have nemonis. That's the Gzeres HaKosim. Asher Yomar Kihuzeh. That's the parasha in the Torah called Meidim Mixus. The Torah says that when I have a din Torah with you and I say, you owe me $100, and you say, I only owe you $50, and the other $50 I never borrowed, so the Torah says two things are true. Number one, you have to take a shvua, it's called shvua's Meidim Mixus, and number two, you have to pay the $50. So says the Ketzais, the fact that the Torah imposes upon you to pay the $50, Asher Yomar Kihuzeh, famous Poskin Parshas Mishpatim. So Asher Yomar Kihuzeh teaches us that when I'm Meidim Mixus, I'm chayev li shaval ashar, and I'm chayev to pay the amount that I'm not done. You're learning Shavuos this year, right? Right? Get the Shavuos Meidim Mixus yet? Not yet? Okay, down the line. So comes a Ketzais and says, that's the mokra, shiyoim akiyuzeh, that a person is nemal atzvo to pay money. Then the Ketzais goes so far as to say, and Chazal derived from a shiyoim akiyuzeh, not only am I chayef to pay money based on my own words, but I'm nemal nisurim, clapping myself. The din of shavi anav shechaticha nisura in isurim is the same halacha as ados bal din kemeidim dami in mominus. It's the same din, it's the same concept. It means normally the Torah requires edim, but when something is only negev for myself, I'm only my own dynamis, so then the person himself is believed. Deva mamadis baby sir.
So I understand if you're one person, my own admission is good to put something off limits to me. But if I'm a woman and I'm...
Oh, we're getting there in a second. We're getting there in a second.
Or sorry, now I'm with her. Now I'm...
We're getting there in a second. So comes the Sheish Maikra and says, it's that background that's the ABCs of Hilchos Nida. When a woman comes to her husband and says, I just got my period, so what happens? So says the Sheish Maikra, Allah shall bum this. She says, Tamani. So what's Munach in those words? So says the Sheish Maikra, she doesn't have regular Nemonah. So Vedechan and Bisurin doesn't apply here. It's against the Chazakah. The regular parish of Vedechan and Bisurin is not applicable. So why is she quote unquote Nemenes? The answer is she's not really Nemenes. But she's nemenes klapei herself. Once she makes the statement to Be'ani, she can't be with her husband. If she can't be with her husband, how's the husband going to be with her? So this is a unique kind of a shavei nafshei chedikah v'isura. Usually shavei nafshei chedikah v'isura is only relevant for me. So I'm making a statement that's only relevant for myself. I'm saying this meat is treif. I'm saying I'm an eishes ish. I'm saying I'm a mamz. Whatever. I'm saying something that's relevant for myself. Here, her statement that she's making, Shavya Nafshad, I am an ego. So you're right. If the husband comes to Beis Din and says, I want to know, Apidin, is my wife telling the truth? So the answer to your question is no. Apidin, we have no reason to believe that your wife is telling the truth. She's an Erecha, she's against the Chazakah. She does not have halachic nemonis. However, the Beis Din says to him, Lamai says she can't be with you because she just made a statement that asks us how to be with you. She can't be with you. Oh, so Mamela, you're not going to be with her. You're going to be with her. So if the evil will see the Mishnah, I mean, you can't be Machshah, you can't be Baalah, because by being Baalah, you're causing her to be Chote Lefid Vareha. So in terms of pure Lamdas, are you being Chote in a sense? Are you violating a Nemanah Satori? No, she has zero Nemanahs. But clapping herself, she's Nemanahs. So comes the Shmaitz and has to put the final touches in this. Comes the Shmaitz and says, wait a second. There is a sug at the end of Maseches Nedarim that the Gemara tells us that in the olden days, it's called Mishnah Rishonim, and the Friyadik Adarim, the olden days, when a woman would come to Beis Din and she would say that, I'm a surah to my husband. Why am I a surah to my husband? Either because I was Mazana Beratzon, or if she's Meshes Kayin, she was saying that nasty. So she makes a statement that says, it's tantamount to saying, I am a surah to my husband. So the Mishnah says, well, she came to Beis Din, she walked to Beis Din, she said she's a surah to her husband. So finish, Teitze. So she gets divorced. So comes the Mishnah and says, that set up a bad situation. Why? It's an easy way out of a bad marriage. Say a woman's married, and she doesn't like the marriage anymore. So sometimes she has halachic reasons. She should come to Beis Din and present her case. So sometimes the din is kaifin lahaitzi. Sometimes the din is if she has really significant reasons why the marriage is no good, then the Beis Din will actually force the husband halachically permissible way to give a get. Sometimes the Beis Din will recommend to give a get. But sometimes the Beis Din will say, well, you don't want to remain married. What kind of mishagas is that? Said, you don't have a time to, you know, get that. The fact that she doesn't want to remain married may set up a chain of events that may ultimately convince us to require them to get divorced. But just stop. She has some. She walks to the base and she says, "I want to get divorced." Says the Mishnah, "Shemayne nostav yachir." Maybe the reason why she's asking to get divorced is because she has her eyes on somebody else. So that's not. Those are not grounds for her to get divorced. Will the Beis Din recommend the husband to divorce? They may recommend it anyway. It may not be a good grounds for marriage. But in terms of Apidin, is it a Kaifim Hatzino? You know? So she's going to walk to Beis Din and she's going to say, I want to marry somebody else. So Beis Din's going to throw out. So she's smarter, right? She's a Lamdun. I'm not going to come to Beis Din and say that I want to marry somebody else. I'm going to come to Beis Din and say, I'm a suer to my husband. I'm going to say, Ditmeisi. I'm going to say, Nenasti. She's going to come with a Lamdusha reason where the husband can't remain married to her anymore. So comes the Mishnah and says, Chazal realized that's what was going on. That if women were taking advantage of that loophole of saying to Mani. So therefore, in the later generations, Chazul Loimar ain't an Emenis. Chazul Loma Tavi Rael Dvarah. That if she says she's a suer to her husband, let her prove that she's a suer to her husband. And that in and of itself is not going to carry the day of Beis Din. So therefore the Mishnah paskins that we will let the couple remain married. So ask the Rishonim on that Mishnah, what do you mean we're going to let the couple remain married? Shavya Nafshech Dich Disura. From her vantage point, she's making a statement that she's not also to her husband. Whether we know she's telling the truth, don't know she's telling the truth, that's irrelevant. When she walks in the maze and she says that I am a surah to my husband, Shavya Nafshech Dich Disura kicks in. That's a din min haTorah. She's now a surah to her husband. So what do you mean we're going to let them remain married? Can we feed our treifas, lafid v'areha? Can we let her remain in a relationship that lafid v'areha is an isid min haTorah? So different Rishonim have different answers to that question. So some of the Rishonim say, no, the answer to the question is as follows, that Shavya Nafshi doesn't apply here. Why? Shavya Nafshi means that I have sole nemonis, quote-unquote, when something is relevant for myself, when I'm the complete bialim on something, this is my piece of meat, I could say it is chazer. I'm a bialim on myself, I could say I'm an ashes ish. Just like in breaking windows, I'm the owner of my money, I could say I broke your window, I owe you $100. But I'm totally, completely in charge, then shavya nafshe, and then hodos baldin, whatever those two halachas apply. But when something is relevant to something, somebody else, that's not shavya nafshe. What if I'm not the bialim on this statement? What if I'm a shuvah to somebody else? What if my statement is taking away from somebody else's ownership? So then shavya nafshe, it doesn't make any sense. That's what the Rishonim explained. A woman is mishubetis to her husband. A woman is mishusa baal, isha niklis labaila. So she's going to make a statement that's going to be mafkia herself and effect from her husband. She's going to make a shavya nafshe that's going to create a requirement of a get. That's not shavya nafshe chetichah disura. She's not a bialim to say that. Let's say a person has all my money is tied up in liens. All my money is meshuvah to somebody else. I'm not a bialim to say haldos baldin ki meidim dam. It's not my money. It belongs to somebody else. So this woman, her ability to get married is linked to her husband. She's meshuvah to her husband. So you can't say shavya nafshe b'chiyah gavna. So comes the Shemayit and asks, wait a second. A woman is mishubedis to her husband, but she comes up to her husband one day and says, I'm asur to you, I just got my period, I'm t'mani loch. She's mishubedis to be with her husband, so she's not a bialim to say shavya nafshe chetichah disura. So says the Shemayit, nah, that's not the same thing. He said, a woman is not a bialim to bafkia herself from her husband forever. She's not a bialim because when she entered into marriage, there was an agreement. The agreement was, I'm going to remain married forever. And that's what marriage is supposed to be. Binyan adayad is supposed to get married, supposed to remain forever and ever. That's what the Jewish view of marriage is all about. Somebody said to me the other day, they were describing, we're talking about the phenomenon of Shem Yirachim, the phenomenon of divorce in the community. So somebody gave a moshel. It's a frightening moshel. It's like leasing a car. He said that's people's mindset, that people in the Goyish world for sure it's like that. The mindset is that the concept of binyan adayah doesn't make any sense. So you get married until you look for another model. That was the moshel that they gave. So that's what the halacha says, that's not true. A couple gets married, it's supposed to be binyan adayah. Okay, the Torah gives us the possibility of divorce. There's a parsha in the Torah of get. It's not the Catholic Church. I mean, we believe that there's a parsha of get. Sometimes, once in a while, once in a yovel, there's a concept that never a couple has to get divorced. But that's the yotzei min haklal, that's not the klal. So when a couple gets married, it's understood they're going to be together forever. So for the woman to come into Beis Din and make a statement that's mafkia, that understanding, that's a pogam in dinim amanus. That's a breakdown of the contract. The contract at every chuppah is that the couple's going to remain married forever. So she has no right, she has no bias to make a statement that's going to uproot that contract. Masha'inkein, when the couple gets married, there's no contract that they're going to be mutarim one to another for the entire marriage. Everybody knows that she's going to be asur for 2 weeks every month. Everybody knows that. That's a chosnid of Yeshama Torah Mitzvahs. So it's understood that she's going to be off limits for a certain amount every month. That's not a great chiddush. That's not like some brief. That's not a. He's going to take us to a dim Torah after she gets a period. It's a breach of contract. I thought you're going to be mutaris forever. I said, everybody knows that. So comes the Shmaitz and says, that's not a violation of dinim amanus. That's not a pagam in shavi nafshe chetichah disura. Shavi nafshe chetichah disura means you're not. Something that you're not a bialim on, you can't take away somebody else's bialim, somebody else's mammon. Over here, she's not your mammon for those 2 weeks. She's your wife. They're married for 2 weeks, but in the realm of having relations, so she's not mishubedis to you for those 2 weeks. So the woman does have an emunah to say that she's in need at that point. So a kopanim shez shvayt said the lumdus. It's such a lumdus one. Like imagine. A wife says to husband, I just got my period. Imagine the lumbus that went into this, says the Shmaitzah. She's not in a menes, mitam, erech nebisur. Because there's a chazoka, cheskes hepte, cheskes isep, a whole story. The only nemonis is not real nemonis, but it's based on shavya nafshe. I had a shavya nafshe work. She's an ashes ish, so she's not a bialim. No, she is a bialim. Clap in those 2 weeks. Imagine that lumbus when a woman says that she's a nida. This is all munach, this is all what's going on in between the lines. This is what's really going on. So come the Acharonim, the other Acharonim, and say, it's a beautiful razzle-dazzle lumdus, but it's a very, very difficult concept. Why is it a difficult concept? Because it seems to fly in the face of a Gemara that says as follows. The Gemara says that, let's say a woman is a nida. Because we know she's a nida. Huchzik nida b'shchein osea. Everybody knows she's a nida. How did the whole world know that she's a nida? Usually it's only between the husband and wife. So huchzik nida b'shchein osea. All the neighbors know she's a nida. How did they figure that out? So in the olden days, it was very common, very obvious. A woman had different clothing to wear when she was a nida. We spoke about this in Huchzik nida, that the minhag was that women would wear different clothing when she was a nida to draw attention, not in time breach of tzniyas, but she was tameya. If you lived in Bizman, she was a mikdash shekayim, it was important to know who's tummy, who's tar. If the woman's is not wearing different clothing, people are going to hand things to her, she's going to touch food. So there had to be a certain demarcation that the woman is an Ida. So the minhag was, she would wear a lavsha big day nidusa. So the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't a preacher tzniyas to say that a woman is an Ida. We had to know who's tummy mace, and who's tummy sheretz, and who's tummy nevela, who's balkari, who's azav, who's yaleh. Everybody, it was important for the purposes of a chastum v'tara. So that wasn't considered to be a breach of a chastinias. Bizman hazeh, that we don't do that anymore, because bizman hazeh, that would be in a sense like a breach of a chastinias. She's going to walk around, everybody knows that she only wears this dress when she's in Ida. So why is it relevant to anybody else? Only the husband and wife are supposed to know. So that's why bizman hazeh, we're much more machmer in terms of machmer, whatever you want to call it. We're more machmer, so to speak, that no, it's nobody's business whether she's in Ida, because bizman hazeh, a chastinias is not relevant for tumah v'tara. So everybody associates Hilchas Nida only means Issa Labayla. So that's Bizman Hazeh. Taka would be a breach of tznias. But in the olden days, there wasn't such a breach of tznias. So the Ramosha writes, and it's true, we spoke about this in Hilchas Nida, that Ramosha writes that that's not a violation of the Hastel Lel Tfilosa. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that when a woman goes to the mikveh, she's supposed to be Mastira Lel Tfilosa. No one's supposed to know she went to the mikveh. Only the husband and the wife. That's nobody else. She's not supposed to tell anybody that she goes to the mikveh. So Ramosha writes, what do you mean? In the olden days, what do you mean, Machta Lel Tfilosa? She would go back to wearing her regular clothing the next morning. So what do you mean, Machta Lel Tfilosa? Everybody realized this when she went to the mikvah. So why is that a violation of, why isn't that a violation of Machta Lel Tfilosa? So Ramosha writes that Isser, to be Mastira Lel Tfilosa, a woman's supposed to be private about it, that means B'shas Maisa, she's not supposed to be announcing to the world, I'm off to go to the mikvah. And she's not supposed to announce B'shas Maisa, she's going to the mikvah. But if she does certain things that people figure out that she went to the mikvah, okay, people figure it out. Once a month, a woman goes to the mikvah. You're not supposed to draw attention as you're walking into the mikvah. You shouldn't be waving to your friends, telling your friends, I'm on my way to the mikvah. That's a violation of Hilchos Tznias. But you do what's normal. If it turns out somebody figures out you went to the mikvah, okay. So a woman sometimes calls, she has to go to the mikvah Friday night, she's going to feel she's not going to have any makeup on, no Shabbos, because everyone's going to realize she went to the mikvah. Okay. So she feels uncomfortable, right? So you have to deal with the comfort level. But in terms of the halacha, that's not really a breach of tzniyas, because she's not announcing to the world. She's doing what she's supposed to do. If people figure it out, so they figure it out. That's not called a violation of Mastir Lel Tfilos. But I'll call upon him. So comes the Gemara and says, a woman is huchzuk anida b'shchein osead. Everybody knows that this woman is anida. And then the husband goes ahead and has relations with her. Ball at that point, so the Gemara says, the chay of malchus. That the couple gets malchus and based in based on that. So ask the Acharonim against the Sheikh Shmaitza, how can you get malchus for that? He says that's giving malchus based on a demonist that didn't really exist. That's giving malchus based on a shavin avshachatichad isura. The Gemara says beferish that let's say a woman walks into Beis and it says I'm an eshes ish. So the Mishnah said so she's no menace to gabi herself. So she cannot marry anybody else. What if she goes in and is mezana with somebody else? So the Gemara says beferish they're not chayev skila. They're not chayev misa Beis Din. They can't put it of death. Why? Because Shavi and Avshe Chatichat Yisur is not in the Amonis of Beis Din. It's not that Beis Din has determined the facts are true and therefore the Aveir of Losidif has been violated. Nah, Shavi and Avshe just means that we're not sure one way or the other. We don't really know. But we have to tell her she has to be Machmir because she made a statement to that effect. So Hilchas Shavi and Avshe Chatichat Yisur kicks in. So the Gemara says Beferish in the third Pech of Kiddushin that Shavi and Avshe Chatichat Yisur only makes sense in the realm of Yisurim. It doesn't make sense in the realm of Onshin. How can we administer Onesh Malkus and Mitzvah Beis Din based on something that we ourselves don't even know is true? So come the Acharonim and ask the Sheikh Shmaitza, how can it be Huchzuk Anidim Shechinaseh? How can it be that Baal Leike Aleha, if the whole quote unquote Nemanis that she's a Nid in the first place doesn't really exist? The whole Nemanis, Hakal Mikol Kol Vuchas Nida, is only predicated on the parish of Shavi Nafshach Tichdi Surah. Shavi Nafshach Tichdi Surah fails in terms of Anshin. So This is a bomb kasha against the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer knew this kasha, and he tries to explain to you why this is different. Why Huchsuk and Nidah B'Shechina Seah is different? Because Huchsuk is a different story. Huchsuk and Nidah B'Shechina Seah is worse, so to speak, than Shavi and Afshe. Shavi and Afshe means that Reuven walks to the Beis Din and makes a statement. And finished. He walks out, and we have no idea. He tells us not to tell the truth. So we have to paskin that on our records, we don't register his statement as truth. We have no idea that he's telling the truth. But we tell him, you better be machmir in the following. But now, what if now the whole olam starts to be knowing based on Reuven? And everyone, chazaka develops based on Reuven's words. And we can never really pin down what the source was. We're not really sure that the following is true, but it's a chazaka, so to speak. Everyone's being knowing this way. So that's a new category of halacha. That's what the Gemara calls soiklan ala chazaka, surfing ala chazaka. So the Gemara in the end of the sentence kedushin. The Gemara says, let's say you have a family that's living together as a family, and we don't know where they came from. They moved into town 10 years ago, and they moved into town, a husband and a wife, a bunch of little kids, etc. They're living together as a family. Then all of a sudden, 10 years later, the father's mezana with the daughter, the mother's mezana with the son. So whatever, they do an act of terrible act, this nus together of Gili Arayas. So what's the din? The din is the chayev is based din. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean the chayev is based din? How do you know this is the father, this is the daughter? How do you know this is the mother and the son? They moved into town as a family with little kids. Maybe they adopted the children. Maybe they're not their children. How do you know who's related to who? You have Eidim. You have Pishnai Eidim, Yakum Dover, that this is the father, this is the mother, this is the brother, this is the sister. We're the Eidim. So the says, nah, come on, you don't get Eidim. Soklin al Chazokas, Sarfal al Chazokas. Once it's Muchsik Bekach, once the family is living as a family, this is the father, this is the mother, this is the son, this is the daughter, they enroll in school, they write down this, the father's name on the application, the mother brings the kids to shul in the morning, the groups, and everyone, this is the mother, this is the children. What do you mean? You have to find Eidim who can say, Eidim, the couple moved from, they moved from Nebraska. So we have to go find Eidim who were there in Nebraska when the baby was born to know this is the son, this is the daughter. Nah, the Gemara says, Cyclone of Chazokas, Cyclone of Chazokas. Once as a Chazok is developed to accept a certain reality on the ground, so the reality exists. But even if you can't actually pin down Eidim as to the source of that reality. So that's what the Shmaisa suggests. That's what's going on here also. Huchsuk Adidu B'Shechina Seah is in a certain sense worse, is more chomer than just Shavi Nafshech Hatikha Disura. Shavi Nafshech Hatikha Disura itself doesn't carry with it onshin, but Shavi Nafshech Hatikha Disura can start to create realities on the ground. That once the Olam perceives this woman is an either, even though, where do you know it from? What's the source of the quote unquote rumor? The source is all her statement 2 weeks ago, but it doesn't matter. Once Huchsuk Adidu B'Shechina Seah, that's a different level of halacha. That's a tricky application of Huchsuk. The Gemara seems to say you need 30 days to create to create Sofan al Chazokas. Well, the family has to have been around for at least a month, otherwise, how do you know where anybody is? Obviously, that shear of a month isn't going to fly in Huchas Nida. So that's a little bit of a funny application, that Gemara. But I call upon him, the Sheh Shmaitz's basic theory of this entire Sligi is that, believe it or not, no pun intended, but a woman is not believed. When a woman comes and says, I'm a Nida, we don't believe her. She has no Nemanas based on the regular rules of Nemanas, because Erech and Abisurin doesn't apply against the Chazal. Finished. End of discussion. Beinachas Kesisa, Beinachas Kesetta, Zippo, Zio. She has no Nemanas. So why Lebaisa can't she be with her husband? Because we pull out the Ksubas Naftas, we pull out Kedushin at the end of the third verse. Shavi Nafshe Tich Disura. Now we have all the problems with Shavi Nafshe. It's against the Shibud. She's Mishabedis to husband. No, she's not really Mishabedis to husband. She's not Mishabedis for these 2 weeks. So good. So it's like Shavi Nafshe Tich Disura. So Fret Nachronim and the Sheh Shmaitz, he asks himself, how do you get Malkus for this? It doesn't make any sense. How can you get Malkus? So the answer is, well, you get Malkus not because of what you said. You get Malkus because you've created whatever in the world that new category of Chazokas is all about. So this is all the theory of the Sheh Shmaitz. It should be quite obvious. There's got to be another theory out there. This theory is too complicated. It's very complicated. Very, very lumdish, complicated theory as to why the woman is Nemenes. So we got to come up with something else. There's got to be another approach as to why the woman is believed. So hopefully next week, we have to continue a little bit more with the Sheh Shmaitz and then try to see other possibilities as to how does the basic Nemenes and Luchas Nida fit into the ABCs in terms of the Chazokas, the Nerechas, and Shavi Nafshe, all these different Nemenes that all being brought to one big chulot, so we can make some order out of some of these different kolamim halachos.